for our extended podcast. I'm Brian DeShazer for This Way Out.
Thanks for choosing This Way Out, brought to you by the nonprofit Overnight Productions. News Wrap was reported this week by David Hunt and Ava Davis and produced by Brian DeShazer. The Rainbow Rewind was written and produced by Sherry Lynn and Brian DeShazer. Brian also produced the excerpt from Salome, starring Gail Colby, Barry Atwater, and Jeannie Bates, and directed by Leonard Nimoy. Van Morrison and Andrew Huang performed some of the music you heard, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. This Way Out thanks Hal Myers of Santa Fe, New Mexico, Richard Merck and Brad Payton of Silicon Valley, celebrating 50 years together, and all the listener donors who make this program possible. Ask us about how you...
It's hard to turn off that Mellotron or whatever that keyboard is. It kind of gets in your brain. Awesome music there, Greybeard. Thanks for everything you do and all the music you play every Sunday. And thanks to you out there listening. Thank you for tuning in and staying tuned to your community radio station. This is WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, your community radio station. And with no allegiances to the dark side or, you know, the Sith Lords. And I was playing a tape in my car. Actually, I was listening to Charles's show, but then I popped in a tape because I said, maybe I can cue this up for the show. And when I finished rewinding the tape, my cassette player, I have a cassette player in my car. That's funny by itself, I guess, to people. But my tape player always switches over to AM radio, and it was on some program, and they were talking all this junk, like spreading lies and propaganda. There's radio stations out there that actually spread propaganda, in my opinion, and we don't do that. We're propaganda free, and I'm just going to let the music talk here. But Wake Up, It's Time for Freedom by The Cult. It was the cassette that I was rewinding, and it is time for freedom. Stand up for freedom. And shout out to the RVA Peace Fest that was happening today in Bird Park also. Here's The Cult, Wake Up, It's Time for Freedom.
Time for freedom, baby. Wake up, time to fly. Wake up. to fly, yeah. Wake up a time for freedom, baby. Wake up a time for freedom, baby. Wake up a time to fly, yeah. Wake up a time for freedom, baby.
Been feeling a little metally lately. I saw Dark Angel and Agnostic Front and Void and one other band. I can always never remember their name. It was a great show this past Friday. Shout out to Mike Rutz and all the awesome music happening, thrash metal mostly. But that got me into some of the other metal that I've been meaning to play on the show. And this amazing, legendary singer is playing with his band on October 1st. It's Jeff Tate. Jeff Tate of Queensryche. And that's going to be October 1st in Hopewell at the Beacon Theater. And I want to play this song from Operation Mindcrime. This was one of those concept albums that he listened to, one would listen to as a teen back in the 80s. And here's Queensryche with Revolution Calling. Yeah, that suicidal tendencies from How Will I Laugh Tomorrow When I Can't Even Smile Today. And that was a song called One Too Many Times. Big fan of that album, especially due to the guitar work by Rocky George and the other members there. Just awesome band. I think that came out in 1989, maybe. Maybe earlier, might have been 87. I gotta check the books. But I want to play a song by HR of the Bad Brains here from a really old record, Human Rights. It's About Love is the name of the album. And you're listening to If Music Could Talk. The song is called Let's Have a Revolution.
You are hereby released on the conditions indicated. These conditions will be in effect until your case is disposed of or until they are changed or amended by a judge.
No, no, no.
Personal recognizance?
No, no.
Mother's custody?
No, no, no.
Man. Let's have a revolution.
Judas Priest is playing in Virginia Beach on Wednesday, so why don't we play some Judas Priest, starting off with the album. The first album I got from them was Sin After Sin, but here's the second album I bought somewhere at a thrift store in Southside Plaza back in the day. Screaming for Vengeance, here's The Hellion and Electric Eye.
Thank you.
that's pretty creepy, being under constant surveillance. It's kind of, kind of creepy. And here's another song by Judas Priest, which was covered by Slayer, from Sin After Sin, Dissident Aggressor. Like I said, they're playing, Judas Priest is playing with Alice Cooper and Corrosion of Conformity on Wednesday in Virginia Beach. Let's hear one more track from my favorite early Judas Priest album. This is a slow burner here, Last Rose of Summer. few roses out there, but summer is fading fast. It's Judas Priest, Rob Halford on vocals. He still sounds amazing, in my opinion, these days. The Last Rose of Summer there, and you're listening to If Music Could Talk on WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. You can check the playlist at WIR.org. Here, Nick Mason's Saucer Full of Secrets. That was the Easy Star All-Stars with their version of Breathe from Dub Side of the Moon. Here's Nick Mason's Saucer Full of Secrets with Astronomy Domini.
Stars can fly to me.
Get to see that group, but they did some really killer versions of old Pink Floyd songs. Nick Mason and his Saucer Full of Secrets, and Nick Mason being the drummer, if I'm not. Yeah, he's the drummer, yes. And he toured with that band, might still be touring. Interesting, cool project, staying true to his the sound of early Pink Floyd. And I want to let you know that support for WIR comes from Thea Brown and World of Mirth in honor of He, She, Z, and We. He, She, Z, and We supports transgender and non-binary people by empowering their families, communities, and allies to create life-saving, inclusive environments. He, She, Z, and We is a 501c3 nonprofit that offers weekly educational support meetings for parents, caregivers, and adult family members of transgender and gender diverse children of all ages. These meetings are an opportunity to talk and listen to others going through a similar journey. More information is available at he-she-z-we.org. Thanks for that underwriting, and you are listening to WIR. We are in the midst of our capital campaign, and we do also have our fall fund drive coming up. And that goal is higher because we're raising money not only to pay the rent and the bills, but also to move into our new ADA-compliant building with a ramped entry, automatic front door, and elevator. Accessibility is the mission of the move, and it's a huge project. We need your support. You can go to wircampaign.org for more information. And our goal is $1 million this year to get us over there. And then to fully build it out, we'll need $2 million eventually. So tell a friend if you got some spare money that you want to donate to an awesome nonprofit like WIR. Please feel free. And the website, again, is wircampaign.org. And keep your ears peeled for the fall fund drive coming up very soon as well. I think it's in a week or two, a couple weeks. So that's exciting. It's always a community event, and we love the support that you give us, as well as the feedback. The positive feedback especially means a lot to us and to me, that there are people out there listening who care about an independent voice in our community. That's really the main point. But also promoting the arts and local community organizations, independent nonprofits, and people. Giving people an opportunity to express themselves. People from everywhere, all races, colors, creeds, walks of life, backgrounds, opinions, genders, and musical tastes. Sums it up. Pretty much sums it up. So I want to continue with more great music. At some point, I'm going to get some Duke Ellington from Reel to Reel. I've been struggling with a couple tapes that one side plays great, but then it doesn't, and like the tape player went on the fritz, got it working again, and then one side of the tape sounds amazing. That's Duke Ellington's birthday tape, April 29th, I think, and it was professionally recorded by a very well-known taper and producer, Wally Hyder. You can hear the glasses clinking, the crowd in the background. But the other side, unfortunately, it's like it sounds good at first, and then you realize there's like a faint other track playing in the background. It's maddening. So as I go through these tapes, I like to share the good stuff with you. And at some point before the end of the show, listen for some Duke Ellington live recordings. Always exciting to share that with you. Speaking of live recordings, I want to stay in the punk and metal and rock a little longer and then get into some more other cool, funky, experimental new stuff for you for the rest of the hour and maybe into the second hour. But thank you so much for listening. Yeah, speaking of live, I missed my segue almost. Husker Du, they've released a whole bunch of different live shows from 1985. Numeral Records, specifically The Miracle Year, I think is the name of the box set. But this just came out on streaming services September 17th and 19th in Europe somewhere from their tour in 1985. Let's hear two songs from Husker Du, Flip Your Wig. And then we'll hear Chartered Trips on If Music Could Talk.
It's 2025, and there are a lot of reasons to despair. But just remember, victory stories are possible. You're listening to one every time you turn your radio to 97.3 LPFM. Stay tuned throughout 2025 as we drop new episodes of The Means of Production, an all-new audio documentary series celebrating the media activists and radio rebels and just everyday Richmond people who shaped your community radio station.
We're a bunch of normal people from Richmond, Virginia, who came together and changed the fabric of the United States.
First Fridays, 9 a.m., right after Democracy Now!
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit the Shelter Pet.